Well, yes, indeed, Kieran, and sad day, as you say, indeed, sad day. And had Eamon been here this afternoon, that he would have been really, really, really proud of young Fintan Dewhurst, the young Glenties lad. He was in the 400 metres semi-final, and he returned a time of 47.23. Now, he obviously running on emotion, fueled by emotion, he says himself, and he won the semi-final, and indeed, he goes into the final tomorrow of the 400 metres national senior as probably the race favourite right now, because the race favourite previously would have been a guy called Sean Doggett from Galway, but he took him apart. He really took him apart. He ran an absolutely outstanding race, young Dewhurst, who's a member of Tyrconnell Athletic Club, of course, which was Eamon's club, and he responded big time, and he just did an interview on YouTube with RTE, explaining that he was fueled by Eamon Harvey in that particular semi-final today. His time of 47.23 is also very significant. It's the second fastest time ever by a Donegal athlete indoors over 400 metres. The fastest 47.20, so just marginally faster to Mark English, who holds the Donegal record at 47.20. Fintan Dewhurst today from Glenties, 47.23, an outstanding semi-final. Now he's got to get back into the arena tomorrow and really nail it, absolutely nail that, and won a national title. We'll have to wait for another 24 hours to find what the outcome of that would be. Now, his younger brother also did run in another heat, indeed, and he didn't qualify for the final, Ethan, that is. He ran 49.12. He really gave it everything as well, but he just didn't get up far enough to get into that final. But yet another brilliant run from the young Glenties lad, and that's two Dewhurst brothers, obviously, in action there. But prior to that, the really good story also continued, because we had Summer Leckie back in action. It's been a while, you know, in between injury and everything else. She for the Finn Valley girl, a former national champion, both indoors, outdoors, and so on, a second at the World Junior Championships, indeed, a really outstanding performance some years ago. But today, a head-to-head with a girl from Cork, it didn't happen for her. It was jump for jump. They got all the way to 175 together with no problems, and then Summer had knocked the bar at 175, and on count back when they got to 180, Summer lost out on that gold medal on that failure at 175. But a great performance. Good to see her back in action. It's a big boost for the sport in Donegal to have her back in action, and she will build on that as well. Of course, she'll build on that, and she's had such a long career. You know, she's been knocking around there for the best part of 10 years as a leading high jumper in this country, from Castle Derrick, of course, and of course an outstanding athlete over many years. So she got a medal, and then we came on to Joseph Gillespie from Finn Valley as well. Well, he struggled big time to hit his mark in the opening rounds, but eventually, with two rounds to go, he hit a 13.90. Let me look at a 13.93 or something like that, and that got him. That got him into the medal situation. He finished third in the end, up just a few centimetres off the gold and the silver. But as he says himself, he felt he had 14 metres in him, and you know, this has got to be his year. He's got to do it this year, because he's been thereabouts at national senior level. He's such an outstanding athlete, and you know, he's been in the sport since he was a wee boy at Session Hill National School, and you know, he's got to make it happen one of these days. So today, third in the National Senior Championships, a bronze medal for Joseph Gillespie from Ballybuffet, but a big performance in itself. But as I say, he's got to make 2026 his year, and he certainly can do that, but he's got to jump 14 plus and continually do it. So well done to Joseph Gillespie. What else had we? Yes, another 400 metre story, and it's that of Arlene Crossan. Well, Arlene Crossan ran a brilliant 400 metres semi-final. She came through the heats no problem. She won her heat into the semi-final against Charlene Mosley, who's a world-class athlete, of course. She was out in lane six. Arlene was in lane four, and Arlene chased her right through to about 500 metres, and the commentators were remarking about how well she was chasing her. She did fade over the last 50 or 60, as you would expect, but she did. She returned a time of 54.27. Her personal best is 54.18. And then, I'm going to repeat myself again, Arlene's got to nail it as well. She's got to get herself a medal tomorrow. She's got to come out, she's got to fight, and she's got to dig deep, and she's got to find herself in a position where she's chasing a medal over that last 50, 60 metres off the last bend. Because again, like Joseph Gillespie, she's been knocking around long enough now, and she's got to be picking up medals. There's an opportunity tomorrow, so we're excited about the 400 metre tomorrow for both Fintan Dewhurst, for Arlene Crossan, and we're also excited tomorrow to look forward to Lauren Callaghan. Tomorrow she's in the long jump, she's defending her title, she's in against Kate O'Connor, who did the hurdles today. Kate is, of course, was second in the heptathlon at the World Championships, and everybody knows that story, so it'll be interesting tomorrow. Let's see what happens in the long jump. And of course, John Kelly has made his way back from Sweden to chase a medal in the shot put, so we're looking forward to that as well. So a lot to look forward to tomorrow, but I was seriously impressed in that semi-final by Fintan Dewhurst. So now let's go out and do it tomorrow, Fintan, and let's see what happens. But big congratulations, Summer Leckie, Joseph Gillespie, the Finn Valley pair in the medals, and we're looking forward, hopefully, to more medals tomorrow.